Thankfully, there were no injuries. Luis and Jessica De La Cruz live on Hewitt Street, Nielsville's main street. It was a peaceful enough day until a 65-year-old Nielsville man drove across a lane of traffic over the curb and sidewalk and into their home shortly after noon.
And then it just kept getting louder and louder, and all of a sudden the house was shaking. Things were falling in the living room. The cat's freaking out, and I looked out the window, and our couch that was sitting on the porch is sitting in our neighbor's driveway, and there's a van sitting there.
I was in the bathroom at the time. I thought the house was falling down.
There's quite a bit of damage, most of it to the home's open porch, which was completely destroyed.
We have no porch. We can't get out of our front door anymore. The windows are broken. There's damage where the roof fell from the top porch. That's going to have to get fixed. That's a waste of energy right now. Yeah, my lilac bush is gone.
It could have been worse. The couple had just sent Jessica's 4-year-old daughter off to school. The Clark County Sheriff's Department took the driver of the van, Orrin Wallace, into custody on suspicion of drunk driving. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.